Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the RBN Network. Don't forget to support the network. Do it weekly. Throw 20 bucks in, and you can keep this broadcast and all the other ones like it up and running. Maybe one of the last bastions of true truth. True truth. Gotta love it. We got Laurie Anderson tonight. We got Gary and Chris, as usual. We've got the great lineup, so I appreciate you all sitting in with us tonight. It's Monday. We're starting off a new week here, and I wish I could be a little more optimistic about King Arthur in the White House, but I can't do it. I knew this was coming. And, you know, one of two things, and they're both kind of a worst-case scenario. Either Trump, you know, is well-intentioned and he's getting shut off and shut down. I wish it were that simplistic. And I wish he were just kind of a, you know, kind of getting a victim of his own circumstance and, you know, trying to do that. Look, he set this up, this whole thing. It's his doing. He's the one that brought these people in. He's the one that let the constitutionalists go and refused to hire the good guys like Napolitano and Ron Paul and all the other patriots who are actually real patriots. And, you know, we have Mr. McMaster, who's our master, and General Mattis, who's a madman, and we have the Three Musketeers up who have basically taken over the White House. And, whether Trump's on their side or not, whether he wants this to happen or it's happening. And look, the guy ran a multi-billion dollar New York State development business. Don't tell me he set this up. I mean, this was by accident or it's just whoops or, oh, I just happened to get the wrong guys in there. And, oh, just so happened six Goldman Sachs people are running the administration, the Treasury Department, the Economics Council, the Director for Economics Initiative, on and on. Everything to do with economics is Goldman Sachs. Sure, the stock market's up to 25 million now. I mean, where's it going to stop? Oh, it's going to stop. The producing economy is nowhere near the reality. The producing economy is nowhere near what you're seeing in the stock market. It's a giant, I mean, with this trading going on, computerized trading into the microns of a second. You know, somebody who's in this for real, how are they going to stand a chance against a computer algorithm that's down to this trading stock into the microns of a second, fractions of a second, thousands and thousands of shares being traded? How are you going to keep up with that? They can run a circle, rebuy and resell, and one day these brokerage houses can make a fortune just crashing and burning their stocks and then rebuying it up and pumping it up again. Of course, if something goes wrong, they pass the bill along to the taxpayer. Oh, but boy, when things are going right, there ain't nothing coming to the taxpayer. It's $40 million bonuses all the way around for all the high-level operatives at Goldman Sachs and company. and the similar brokerage houses, you know, and they're singling them out. Why? Because they got six other people in the White House. I mean, how can you ignore it? So Trump didn't do this, you know, out of ignorance or because, whoops, he didn't know. I mean, this is by design. And, you know, once again, Reagan the same way. They talked a great game, especially when they were campaigning. But look at what they did. I mean, Reagan, was he really a conservative? He expanded the government. He opened the door even further to China. He pumped up the drug war and the asset forfeiture and seizure and the DEA and the normalizing relations with the Vatican. So we got the Vickers running the show now in our witch's court. Just a complete mess. So Reagan wasn't anything like, he wasn't anything like what he said. You got to look at what is actually being done. And I don't see any real resurrecting of the Republic going on. I'm not naturally a negative person, but I've got to call it like I see it. And it's got to be honest. You know, I mean, where is it going to end? So we're just going to bring in more corporate executives into the administration and think that things are going to get better. And now his buddy Schumer, the high-level Freemason from New York, is going to team up with Trump, and they're going to do something in the back room. You can be assured that it's not going to be in the best interest of the Republic or the people in it. I'm more worried about saving the people in the Republic and restoring our freedom rather than just preserving the Republic. I heard Steve Pachenik come on. The generals are doing a great job. I think they're doing fine. Oh, really? They're doing great. Oh, sure. For whom? If Donald Trump decided to turn the decision-making over to his children, and I'm not going to second-guess him, that's fine. Oh, really? I'm sure everybody voted for Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, the Zionist. Yeah, right. That wasn't part of the deal. But, I mean, people should have known it. It had to be. When are we going to elect a real person? Not an insider, not a billionaire, not another Hollywood star, not another actor, not somebody famous, somebody real. With that, I'm going to welcome Gary for a prayer, then we'll go over to Chris and Lori. Gary, how are you tonight?
I'm doing very fine, thank you. How are you doing there, young man?
Well, we're doing pretty well. I wish things were better for on the horizon for the future of this. Well, supposedly, yeah, I mean, I actually still hear people saying, we live in a free country, man. You're pretty much free to do what you want to do. We have more or less freedom. We don't have any freedom here. It's gone. I've talked to people that come from Europe and the former Soviet bloc countries and Asia and Africa and all the countries within those continents. And you know what they say to the person, man, woman, boy, I came to America thinking it was going to be free, and it sucks. I'm going home. A whole bunch of people are going home. One poor Vietnamese guy was fishing down in an obscure creek somewhere, and along comes the DEC and writes him a ticket for having a fish that was 11 inches instead of 12. Okay, so he doesn't think it stinks around here. It's an absolute Nazi cesspool. And that we're not doing anything to rectify or remedy that. When we get Trump up there saying, I love law enforcement. I love you. 100%, 1,000%, we're going to back up Israel. We're going to back up the Mossad. We're going to back up the NYPD. We're going to make law enforcement more. We're going to have a great drug war. Asset forfeiture and seizure is going to go through the roof. Oh, happy days are here. Tom Lacovar is sitting in the witch's prison. The Bundys are sitting in the witch's prison. Patriots by the tens of thousands are sitting there. Not one word about them. Oh, hey, look at Hillary. Hey, people, don't pay attention. Look at Hillary. Look at Hillary. Look at Obama. Hey, look over there at Hillary. Look at Podesta. Look at Comey. Hey, look at Susan Rice. Hey, look over there. Don't look at what's really going on. Yeah, look at the old front people, the convenient distractions. This is not by accident that you're being told, look at Hillary. Look at Hillary. Isn't she corrupt? Listen to what Hillary's saying. Look at CNN. Look at Fox News. Look at this guy. Look at that guy. I wonder why Schumer and Trump are buddies now. They're both Freemasons from New York. Hello? Sorry, Gary. Gary, give us a prayer and so whatever's on your heart and mind tonight. You don't have to be quick. Take your time. We got 2 hours.
Well, we're going to remember a gentleman named Steve Nalty tonight. Steve was one of the people incarcerated out in Colorado for his patriotism and for his knowledge that he has and some of the things he did. He didn't hurt anybody. and there's no injured party, and yet they're going to be trying him
I want to stop, Gary. Let me pause. I want to pause you right there because I do know who Steve Nalty is, and he's a wonderful patriot. He's a real patriot. He's a true patriot.
Yes,
he's the patriot that should be. He's the type of guy we should be looking to for leadership, not another New York billionaire or somebody who's big on the TV or big in Hollywood or big in ads and pictures. Another star, right? No, I know Steve Nalty. He did a great document called "No Contract, No Consent, No Jurisdiction." One page. Right to the point, addressed to the sheriff, you do not have jurisdiction over me because I have not consented to any contract with you or your agencies or associated entities. It was very simple. It didn't go on and on. It was excellent. And I think Steve Nalty is great, and he's been dragged into the witch's court for a number of things because he's a patriot. He got scooped up in this Colorado thing. The Colorado guys were on the right track, but they didn't have enough people on their side. They didn't have enough numbers to do what they were doing, which is put liens against the judges and public officials' property and try to shut them down for violating their oath by liening their property. And it's a legitimate thing to do for somebody who's in violation of their oath that they took to uphold the Constitution. They're defying it, so why? I don't think it's inappropriate. But it was not inappropriate what they did, but it was impractical. Because they just didn't have the numbers and the people awake in their area of Colorado to stay out of the witch's court. Now they're going up for some major, for totally bogus charges, you know, threatening a judge because they put a lawful lien on his property. When a judge defies his oath, he should get his property lien. Shouldn't be a problem. But, of course, the witch's court's going to come up with some obscure charge to levy back against the Patriots. And they're going to try to take us down that way. So I do know Steve Nalty, and I really like this. Gary, can you, each night that we're on, I'd like you to bring forth, I don't think you're going to run out on your list, bring forth the name, a specific patriot, because we know about the Bundys, we know about Eric Parker going up for a third trial, we know about Tom LaCavara, who should be on this broadcast tonight. He will be again soon, hopefully. His sentencing is in October. But can you bring the name forward? Each night, bring us a patriot, a persecuted patriot that we can remember and pray for, and just so we can each night just get a different name. And, folks, if we were on this broadcast for 10 more years, we could do a different patriot every night and never even make a dent in the number of patriots that are being locked up, persecuted, and dragged through the witch's court. So, Gary, back to you for Steve Nalty. Yeah. Let's pray for Steve and all the other patriots. And take your time, Gary, but you go ahead now.
Well, the who's in prison there along with him is Judge Doucette, Judge Byfield. These are the ones that I really know up real close. The other, well, of course, Curry, he's indicted in this whole thing, but they haven't found him yet. He's still escaping their long arm of justice that they have. And the other ones I do not know personally, and I don't know all their names, but there's eight or nine that are going to face trial over there. Steve Nalty is the first one that's going to be tried tomorrow, as I understand it. Now, Chris can help me with these patriot things because he's very close to the issue also over there. So after we pray, if he will, we just yield to him and see what he has to say. But our Father, we come to you thanking you tonight for the everlasting love that you have shared with your people. And Father, as we look forward to these trials, but these are the trials that tries men's hearts. And Father, we ask that if there's an opportunity to intervene, change the hearts of men, that Steve Nalty will be found not guilty of anything, which it's hard to find anybody guilty of anything when they've done nothing. There is no injured party in this whole thing. But Father, reach out and to Steve and his family, touch them, bring them forth and strengthen them. And as we look at all the other patriots that were mentioned tonight, the Bundys and Lactavere, and the couple gentlemen that were incarcerated for upholding the Constitution of the United States, of America, by the way. But Father, we pray that they strengthen these people and that justice will come. We do know someday there is payday. An old pastor who spoke many, many times. I did not know him, but a friend of mine did. And I don't know, I have a name for him, but he was an old Baptist preacher, and he was a common guy. And he said, it doesn't matter. Someday is there's payday for these people. Every one of them who've done injustice to his people, his genetic offspring. So, Father, as we go through this evening, we ask for a blessing upon this meeting. We ask you bless the Republic Radio to keep the word of the honesty going out to the general public to the best of the knowledge of the people who are doing it. And we pray for Eric and Lori and Chris tonight as they come forth with their messages. We ask all in the name of our Father, Yodi Bahi, so be it.
Awesome. Thank you, Gary.
One other thing before we yield to Chris. I don't know. This is old news. I found out about it yesterday, but it happened 6 months ago. I received a call from Rapid City, South Dakota, and I'm sure that you've heard that President Putin of Russia has declared that there will be no GMO foods or seeds or anything to do with commercial chemical farming in Russia. That they're going to go all organic, okay? And he said the reason he's making this the law of the land is because he wants healthy and secure Russian people. So he cares about his people. What does our president care about? I don't care how far back you go. I was just listening to the Vietnam thing, and it's sickening. I missed that one. I was home before that, and they were ready to call some of us back in. But when you have a president, I don't care what you want to call his name, and they will defoliate a country with Agent Orange and Monsanto or whoever, Dow Chemical or whoever they were making this under protest from many, many American people, especially GIs, because our boys are sprayed with that stuff too, and I have friends that I talk with that were sprayed with Agent Orange when they were in the fields of defoliant. So don't think that any of these presidents we've had are worth a damn dime, and they surely aren't worthy of worshiping them, which some people have. And along with all their five-star generals, these people only know one thing. They know how to murder people.
I yield to Chris. Yeah, hold right there, Gary. We got a quick break. We'll be right back. It's Eric, Gary, Chris, and Lori on the RBN Network. We'll be right back.
Nature's way of telling you, dying tree.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon each page the words of love you sent me. If I could know within my heart that you're lonely too, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Every time I hear those lyrics, the smoke is rising from the shadows overhead, I think of the 9th Roman Legion, and they saw their watchtower being burned down by the Scots. This was up in southern Scotland, northern England, during the time of Hadrian, and Hadrian's Wall, I believe, was the 9th Legion was in the barracks and saw their watchtower being burned to the ground, and they were signaled by the men at the tower that they were under attack. The entire 9th Roman Legion marches out because they knew they'd need the whole army to put down the rebellion. And they were never seen again. Not a one of them completely disappeared. They were wiped out by the freedom screamers of Scotland. We'd like to welcome back to the broadcast. Anybody wants to join us, it's 800-313-9443. We got two callers, but since we're coming up to a break in about 3 or 4 minutes, We're going to go over either Gary or Chris. I just want to remind people to support the network. Is this broadcast worth $1 to you tonight? Is tomorrow's broadcast worth a buck? That's $5 a week. That's $20 a month. So look at it that way. Make it a monthly thing. Put a $20 bill or two in an envelope. Send it to the network or donate over the computer if that's your preference. There's multiple options. If you're interested, please support the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you're listening, I imagine that you put some, unless you're one of the three-letter agencies that are forced to listen for intelligence gathering purposes, I imagine most of you place some value in this broadcast. So if tonight's worth $1 to you, pride of discipline, and you have it. You know, this is obviously for the people who can afford it. If you're flat broke or sitting in jail right now, obviously, you know, we're not hassling you out for money. But if you can put $20 a month, $40 a month. So decide if you can afford it and the show's worth a dollar or two a night, show it and support the network. It keeps us up and running. This truly is public radio. I mean, it's really supported by the public. Public radio is not NPR, National Public Radio. It's got every... Wait till I read... Oh, I'm going to have to dig that up. I got a list of the foundations and banks and international financiers and trust funds from the globalist royal family. I mean, it goes on and on and on. The Pew Trust and the Ford Foundation and, you know, the J.P. Morgan and Associates and Morgan Stanley and thanks to Citicorp and Blackwater and every other thing. I don't know if I don't think I heard Blackwater on there, but it was that absurd where it was, I mean, every corporation and trust and foundation that you can imagine, I mean, they're not. And then who do you think they're going to serve? Public radio doesn't serve anybody but the corporate. This broadcasting network really serves the truth and serves the republic and serves the people as best we can. So we urge you to join in, 800-313-9443. We're going to get to Lori also in this next half hour. But we got Chris and we got Gary. We got about 1 minute left. Gary, did you have any closing thoughts on what you were... It's payday someday for everybody, isn't it?
You betcha. Maybe you got time to get Chris in real quick, like with a patriot or two.
Yeah, Chris, what's going on with these guys in Colorado? I mean, we're going to pick it right up after this break, but just get us going. Hold on, Chris. Yeah, we're right into the music already. Hold tight. We're going to give a little more detailed explanation on the guys in Colorado, because these are all great guys. Dave Kofelt, I've met personally. Steve Nalty, all, you know, over the phone many times, and it's a very sad trip what's going on out there. So we'll be right back, talk more about that on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Eric, Gary, Chris, and Lori. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldanysoap.com. That's oldanysoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldanysoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
My friends, welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric with Gary and Chris and Lori, and we appreciate you joining us tonight. Don't forget to support the network if you want this to continue. I want to bring in Chris to talk briefly about the Colorado guys before we get to you, Lori, just because it's real important here, kind of in the immediate sense. You know, these guys participated in a lot of the, you know, coming to the assistance of people who are going through the Witch's Court and other.
There seems to be some technical difficulties. We'll go ahead. Chris, apparently Eric wanted you to chime in about the individuals in Colorado. Would you like to inform the listeners about that? Okay. All right. Well, we do have two callers waiting on the line, so what we can do is we can go ahead and go to the callers. Rhonda, how are you doing this evening?
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Lori?
Yes,
yeah, I'm here. Hello?
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking.
Yeah, I just want to say I want to thank Jesus and God for all of you guys.
Oh, thank you so much.
You guys are very on top of everything. I appreciate everything you guys do. And I just want to say I had a situation today that, you know, you're very on top of the court system.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom... And I'm just going to say it straight up. My mom murdered. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead. Your mom?
She was essentially, she was sent home on my birthday. Thank you, Jesus. She was sent home on my birthday. She was put on a hospice on April 1st, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank Jesus. She said, I want to live. I want to live, right?
Right.
And because she had a lot of medical issues, And then she had a procedure done in December, and I'm just going to say it straight up. Her doctor, the doctor that did that procedure, he killed her. He killed her with Levaquin. Mm-hmm. And I know this is kind of off the beaten path, but I'll get back to the court system in a second.
You're fine.
He gave her Levaquin, and he gave it to her in December, and she, you know, Levaquin is a delayed reaction, an antibiotic, and
okay.
She died on March 7th, and she wanted to live. She almost lived a whole year on hospice, but thank God she died peacefully at home. And I went in and I hugged her, Lori, I hugged her, told her I loved her. She reached out for Jesus, but she,
I hear you all right.
The doctor killed her with the drug, and I'm gonna do something about that, but you guys are awesome, because you guys talk about the justice system. Well, I'm dealing with a bill. I got a notice in the mail today. I was a co-signatory on her account,
mm-hmm.
for her bank account, and you guys are all about the justice system and what they can do. So I was like a co-signer, but I don't know. I just kind of let my mom do what she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a bill yesterday that said her account went negative, and she had automatic bill pay or something. But
uh-huh.
I called the bank to remedy the situation, because uh-huh. I have an excellent credit rating, Lori, and you know all you guys that are listening, I have an excellent credit rating, and you guys, I am one of those people who, I kid you not, I had gone to Starbucks one time, and I got too much money back, and I'm one of those people, I'm like, oh my gosh, and I don't care if it's Starbucks, whoever, but I knew I only had $20 in my wallet, and when I left, I couldn't live with myself. That's my MO. I can't, if I know, I have to right the wrong. I went back, and I gave them their money back.
Mhm. Mhm. Absolutely, I
understand
that.
I can't steal from anybody. But you know that doctor, he stole my mom's life, and
but you know what?
Now I'm here. What? What?
Let me. Do you mind if I pray with you right now?
Yeah, but please.
I want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking Rhonda's mom out of pain and having her with you. There is no more pain, no more sorrow. There's nothing but joy and happiness around you. And we want to thank you for that part of it, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving Rhonda the strength that she needs today in order to make it through each and every day and every second. I want you to give her the strength, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord, in order to be able to stand. And when you've said do all to stand, when you've done all to stand, just stand. I ask, Lord Jesus, that you give her the strength to do that. And I bind each and every spirit that is coming against her in the name of Jesus Christ. And I ask, Lord Jesus, that you keep a special hand of protection over her and her family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Well, thank you so much. That was beautiful. Thank you so
You're
much
welcome.
For that. But now, you know, my mom is gone. In March 7th, she died.
Mm-hmm.
And she was buried. you know, God provides. He does.
Yes, he does.
He absolutely does, because my cousin, she is buried in North Dakota. She died on March 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin, we had the whatever you call it, from my mom, and she looked really good. She was doing great, Lori, until this doctor, you know, he snuck in the back door, because we were spending a fortune to keep her well, mm-hmm. but he snuck in the back door and gave her some Levaquin. Nobody ever, please, anybody listening, don't ever take Levaquin.
Okay.
Levaquin is evil. It's an antibiotic.
Uh-huh.
And there were three things, Lori, three things that she should never, there are three reasons she should never have been given that drug, and that doctor did it. He gave it to her anyway, and she died. And a year earlier on my birthday, she said, I want to live. And he took her life, he did. But now I am dealing with, and I know she's with God, I know she is. She's with Jesus and God, because 2 weeks before she died, I walked past her room, and she was incoherent. She was sleeping all the time. She had her arms open, Lori.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Mom, put your arms on. You're not going anywhere. What do you think you're doing? Where are you going? And I was so naive, because that Levaquin is so evil. 2 weeks before she died. 2 weeks before she died. I said, Mom, what's wrong with you? And she very coherently said, I don't know, is something wrong? So I wasn't alarmed, Lori.
Mm-hmm.
It's an evil drug. It's an evil drug. I want it off the market. But, no, yesterday I received, here's why I wanted to call you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the gist of it. Yesterday I received a letter in the mail, and I was on her account, because she was mm-hmm. disabled.
Right.
And it was a credit union account, and mm-hmm. I was on her account, mm-hmm. and I got a letter in the mail yesterday, and basically her account was negative. Now, mm-hmm. my mom died in March. She was buried in May because the ground was hard in North Dakota and they wouldn't bury her. And mm-hmm. I was thinking of going after the doctor that prescribed her those things, because that medicine mm-hmm. or that antibiotic, because there were three reasons, Lori, why she shouldn't have gotten it. Three reasons. She was diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't remember all of them, but there were three reasons why she should never gotten that. And then he never gave us a contraindication sheet saying, if this happens, then look out for these things. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I was in the dark. But yesterday I got a thing in the mail that said her account balance at her credit union went negative. So mm-hmm. today I was on the phone with them for 3.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I kept saying, this isn't legal. You can't do this, because mm-hmm. I am on the account. They're threatening to ruin my credit rating.
Mm-hmm. The individuals, was the bank notified when your mom passed away?
No, my sister had a bill to pay from her account, and then I forgot, because I was more in tune with telling my sister we need to go out. Now, mind you, you guys, I don't want a settlement. I'm not about the money. I want that drug off the market so it doesn't
right.
kill anybody else.
Right, right. I
care
that.
About the money.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on top of the lawsuit, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I know that the hospice knew everything was going on, that she was dying, and they didn't tell me. Because
mm-hmm.
we could have saved her, but...
Well, the problem is not the doctor. I mean, it is. Of course, he's a useful idiot, lowest level. It's the drug manufacturers. It's guess who? Our good old friends, Goldman Sachs and company, and all the investment brokerage houses and investment firms that own stock in the big pharmaceutical companies that manufacture those poisonous drugs. So that's who you want to go. That's who you, where you want to put the pressure. And once again, it goes right back to God. No joke. If you go online, and I don't know this. I don't have it up in front of me right now. But I'll bet you $20 that if you go online and you type in Merck, Eli Lilly, what Novartis, you know, all Johnson and Johnson, all the big manufacturing drug manufacturing companies, and then you go over to where it says institutional holdings, and that will tell you all the players who are basically the big black stockholders of that of the poison companies that make those poison drugs. And you'll find, right, and I guarantee you're going to see Goldman Sachs, you're going to see Prudential, you're going to see the retirement fund of California, the public employees retirement of Ohio, and everybody's got a piece of that poison pie.
The who's who of health. Absolutely, Eric, and I agree with you. But my mom wanted to live. She came home on my birthday. That was my birthday present on April 1st, 2003.
The same thing happened to my family. My mom went into Strong Memorial Hospital in upstate New York with a bruise on her knee, and she never came out. She was dead 10 days later.
Oh, my God.
She got a major infection. She got a pneumonia, an infection from the emergency room, and then had a stroke, and she was gone. It was horrifying because it was sudden.
Eric?
She was doing pretty well. She was older, but she was walking, moving around. She wasn't in a wheelchair. She wasn't on oxygen. She was doing fine. The hospital killed her. Don't you know, then it comes up, my friend calls me and says, hey, guess what? You know, Brian and his daughter Amber, 13 years old, just got killed by a stroke in the same hospital. She had a cyst on her ovaries, which could have been just a simple laser operation. It's one day in and out. It's not a huge deal. Small cyst on a teenage girl. They cut her open from her groin all the way up to her throat, took out one of her lungs.
Oh my God.
Left a pair of hemostats inside her, had to open her back up and take them out, and she was dead 4 days later. And when my friend was giving support to the family and talking in the lobby, an off-duty nurse overheard and went upstairs and freaked out and asked the doctor, why are you cutting a little girl open and taking her organs out? We know why, because they get big bucks for them. When she has a simple cyst in her uterus. Not a big deal. It was an easy to get out thing. Wasn't a big tumor or anything like that. But one day laser operation.
I understand.
And so,
Eric,
you know, this goes,
and
these are just two examples of hundreds.
It is. And you know what, Eric? We have to fix the problem. My brother, my mom also had pneumonia. And you know what? I'm kicking my ass right now because, pardon my French, but kicking my butt right now because she was in the hospital with pneumonia a year earlier. And my brother's looking at her catheter bag going, oh, my God, this isn't good. She's got blood coming out of her urine. And I prayed to God for a circle of protection. And I know that God provided that for her. And thank you, Jesus, for that. I get it. He did. He answered my
prayer.
Everybody
has to start by taking responsibility. It's up to the individual.
Guess
everybody, I'd stay out of the hospitals. They are a breeding ground for...
I know.
Well,
absolutely. And guess what? I dropped the ball. I had my other sister who does everything under the sun. I eat everything organic. I do everything right. You know, if something bothers me, I don't do wheat because I had a heart condition with wheat. So I stopped doing that. I didn't know if it was wheat or sugar. But, you know, I'm like, my mom, she loved food. Loved food. And, you know, I'm like, Mom, I can help you. You know, tell me... You want pizza? My gosh, we could do pizza with beet crust or something. You know what I mean? It's funky, it's weird, it's paleo, but you know you don't have the issues. But you know, her foot doctor.
Hold on, we got a break coming up. Can you hold right there?
Okay.
We got a quick break. I hear the music, so give us a second to get the word from the sponsors. I urge people to support the sponsors and support the network. We'll be right back. It's Eric with Lori, Chris, and Gary and Rhonda right after this break.
Oh.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. It's Eric the Freedom Streamer with Lori and Chris and Gary, and we have a caller, Rhonda, on the phone. We got a few minutes left, Rhonda, until the top of the hour. Then I'm going to turn it over to Lori for her reporting. Do you have any closing thoughts on solutions on how I say type into your search engine the largest, the most, all the vaccine manufacturers, find out who their institutional holders are, their stock owners, and boycott those companies. Real simple.
Right.
You're going to, I know it's going to, what's going to happen. Go ahead.
My mom was in a nursing home and they snuck one on her. They snuck the flu vaccine because guess what? You can't be in a nursing home without it. Isn't that ridiculous? But my whole point here is...
Same with the school.
I'll sum it up with this. Yeah. We were spending a fortune to keep her well. A fortune, Eric. A fortune. To keep her well. And the one doctor came in and stuck in the back door. And thank God, I was able to post on his website, go to him at your own risk because... He doesn't follow the contraindications, which is, if somebody has any preconditions, they won't follow that. There are three reasons why she should never have that drug. He killed her. He's a murderer, and I was able to put that on his website. But my point is that today, or yesterday, I got a letter in the mail about a negative balance in her account, and I was on the account with her because she couldn't go to the bank. And they threatened me. They threatened to ruin my credit rating, Eric. And it was the first thing I heard of it. And I called them and I said, "Hey, here's what's going on. I don't know who this is. I don't know I didn't know she had an automatic withdrawal. Apparently she did. We figured it out. We figured it out. But they, I said to them, I said, if you, you know, this is the first I heard of it. They said, well, we sent you letters. I said, you didn't send it certified, so you can't prove it. If you do 1 point off my credit rating, here's what I told them. 1 point off my credit rating, because I have great credit. Because I care, Eric. I care. I'm about justice. You know, call me. I understand Jesus. I understand God. I absolutely get it. I'm about justice. I do the right thing. I went back to Starbucks one time because they gave me $10 too much back. And I said, I can't do it. I can't. I know you gave me too much money back. That's my MO, is that I can't live with stealing from anybody. So I went to the bank. I called the bank today and told them what was going on. And I, you know, I said, I wanted the credit department. I said, I'm going to remedy this because I called the company that was deducting from her account. And I said, I will remedy this. I know I'm on the account with her. I'll make it right. And I said, if 1 point comes from my credit rating, if you take 1 point off my credit rating, then they said, oh, listen, we won't. It won't happen.
Just here's what you do. If you send them $5 a month, as long as you do it every month, they can't take it to collection. You just got to send them that $5 every month. It would take you 20 years to pay it off.
Before you do that.
So we're coming up to the top of the hour. We're going to hear from Chris and Lori after the top of the hour.
Go ahead. I did get hold of them, and they said they would refund the money. And I said I would give it to them. But the actual amount, it went from $118, Eric, to $144.
And I said to them, that's their MO. They're ripping people. They're ripping off dead
people.
You know
what, Eric?
It's obscene. Rhonda, thank you so much for the call. We'll catch you after.
We'll be right back
after the top of the hour. This is Eric the Freedom Scream with Lori, Gary, and Chris. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.